Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, Episode 2.
Coffee Break Español!
Hola a todos y bienvenidos. Welcome back to the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, in which we'll be bringing you a quick shot of Spanish to help you keep thinking about the language on a regular basis. Yo me llamo Marc. Yo soy el profesor de Coffee Break Spanish. I'm the teacher here at Coffee Break Spanish. And I would like to begin, first of all, by saying muchas gracias. Thanks for your comments, reviews and emails following our first episode of this new series. In particular, we'd like to say enhorabuena this week to our Coffee Break Spanish listener, Justin Gould, who told us on Facebook that he had just given 6 back-to-back presentations to his European sales staff in English, French, Italian and Spanish without choking on his own tongue, and that this was thanks to Radiolingua. Well done, Justin, and please keep listening. También damos las gracias a Heather Humphreys. We also say thanks to Heather, who said of the new show, me gustó muchísimo, muy interesante y muy útil. Please do let us know what you think of the new Coffee Break Spanish Espresso. Ahora vamos a empezar el episodio.
Coffee Break. Coffee Break Español.
Now, I was in Spain recently, and I took a photo of an advertising poster for the airline Iberia, or Iberia. If you're listening to the episode on the podcast app of your mobile device, then you should be able to see the poster. If not, head over to coffeebreakspanishespresso.com and you'll be able to see this week's photo on our site. Now, I thought the pun on the poster was absolutely fantastic. The airline company was announcing a new range of entertainment, including music, TV and films on their flights. And the key phrase on this advert was, "Hoy tu vuelo será de cine." I'll say that again. Hoy tu vuelo será de cine. Let's think this phrase out. Let's work it out word by word. Hoy, of course, today. Tu vuelo, your flight. El vuelo is the word for a flight. The verb is volar, to fly. Tu vuelo será. That's the future tense of ser. De cine, or de cine, for our Latin American listeners. Será de cine. It will be of the cinema. It sounds a little funny when we say it like that. Your flight will be of the cinema. However, what we are looking at here is an example of the idiomatic expression ser de cine, or ser de cine. Or indeed, in some cases, estar de cine, or estar de cine. So let's think about what this means. If something is of the cinema, then it's good enough to be in a film. It's fantastic. So when you describe something as es de cine, it means it's absolutely fantastic. It's good enough to be in a film, as I said. So we could say, for example, if we're going to a party, we could say, esta noche va a ser de cine. This evening is going to be fantastic. It's going to be like in a film. Or, for example, if we're organising a particular event on a Tuesday, if there's something happening every Tuesday night, we could say, los martes son de cine. On a Tuesday, it's like being in a film. It's fantastic every Tuesday. So you can use this expression to talk about most things that you could describe as fantastic, as wonderful, as amazing. Now, of course, we have to point out that although we've been talking about one particular airline, there are other airlines available and there's no association implied between this particular airline and Coffee Break Spanish. Okay, it's time to move things up a little, talk about something a little more complicated, because it's time for...
Subjunctive of the Week!
So it's the subjunctive of the week, and here's Fernanda.
Hola amigos, hoy vamos a ver el subjuntivo de la semana, y es para qué.
In order that, or so that.
Sí, muchas gracias, Mark. Entonces, la primera oración es, te llamo para que sepas los planes. Te llamo para que sepas los planes. ¿Y cuál es la traducción, Mark?
Okay, we'd say here, I'll phone you so that you know the plans.
El subjuntivo en la oración es sepas.
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 From the verb...
Saber.
Saber, to know. And therefore, sepas is the subjunctive form here. Para que sepas los planes, so that you know the plans.
Sí, sepas. Ahora, la próxima es, tendremos que estudiar más para que nos vaya bien en el examen. Tendremos que estudiar más para que nos vaya bien en el examen.
Un poquito más difícil, ¿no?
Sí. ¿Cuál es la traducción, Mark?
So, we will have to study more. Tener que hacer algo. We will have to study more, using the future tense of tener. Para que, so that, nos vaya bien en el examen. And here we're saying, so that things go well for us in the exam, or so that the exam goes well for us.
Sí, muy bien. El subjuntivo en esta oración es vaya, y vaya viene del verbo ir.
Of course, so vaya is the form of the subjunctive here, coming from the verb ir, to go, so that things go well for us. Para que nos vaya bien en el examen.
Sí, muy bien.
Pues muchas gracias, Fernanda.
De nada, Mark. Nos vemos.
Subjunctive of the Week. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's move on to the final section of this week's episode. It's time for the quotation of the week, la cita de la semana. Now, our quotation this week comes from someone involved not in Iberia, but in another well-known airline, and the quotation focuses on how to get the most out of life. This was said by Richard Branson. Of course, he said it in English, but we're using the Spanish version here today. y said, mi filosofía de vida es que solo se vive una vez. Vive tu vida al máximo, así es más entretenido. Let's think about this again. Mi filosofía de vida es que solo se vive una vez. So, mi filosofía, my philosophy de vida, of life, my philosophy of life, es que solo se vive una vez. Is that only one lives one time. So, you only live once. Es que solo se vive una vez. And so, vive tu vida al máximo. Live your life al máximo, to the max. Así es más entretenido. It's more fun that way. Así es más entretenido. Entretenido comes from the verb entretener, which means to entertain. So, entretenido, entertaining, or fun. Mi filosofía de vida es que solo se vive una vez. Vive tu vida al máximo. Así es más entretenido. And that is where we're going to leave it for this episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please do let us know what you think by posting a comment on the website at coffeebreakspanishespresso.com. Leave us a review on iTunes or on Stitcher or wherever you're listening to this episode. Now, just before we finish, I'd like to mention that there is a premium version of this episode available, indeed, of the whole Coffee Break Spanish Espresso. This includes a video version where you can see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. And it also includes lesson notes for each lesson with an exercise to help you check your understanding. To find out more about the premium version, please head over to coffeebreakspanishespresso.com and click on the premium links in any of the lessons. Okay, ya está. That's it for this episode. Muchas gracias como siempre y hasta la próxima. We hope you've enjoyed this espresso shot of Coffee Break Spanish. However, this has been only a small taste of our full menu of courses available. Whether you're an absolute beginner, getting ready for a trip to a Spanish-speaking country, or you're studying Spanish at an advanced level and want to improve your grammar or increase your range of expression, we have a course for you. To take your Spanish to the next level, head over to coffeebreakspanish.com. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of ACAST Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.